Welcome to Your Brain On by Salience Learning. I'm Karen Foster.
And I'm Krista Gerhard.
In this series of Your Brain On, Iris Hill, Vice President at Salience Learning, takes a behind-the-scenes peek of the recently earned Brandon Hall Gold Award for Best Use of Blended Learning. This award acknowledges the great partnership efforts of Connecting Salience Learning's role-specific evidence-based learning design with Eurekos' technology advancements to create an award-winning process for impactful learning. This is part two of our series.
You mentioned, Nick, about the building blocks. So how does that fit into the learning strategy and the design and what you were able to do for the capability academies?
To be technical just for a moment, without going into this, you know, Amy is actually an expert on XAPI. And this is, you know, where you will be able to create statements that you can measure something on that is out of the ordinary. So you can basically create your own set of requirements that you can measure. So that can be part of the plan. But it's also about collecting information that is outside the content piece. You know, it's about, you know, that you have processes and questionnaires and checkups and other things that you are doing through this that has to be meticulously designed so that you get this, you know, outcome that you want. But it also means that you have to have a content authoring tool or the assembly and or the assembly, you know, options inside the system so you can put all of this together and support that with your processes. And this is something that not everybody are able to supply. So these are some of the things that we've been discussing in detail, especially because once this program has been designed, then there is a little tweak to the next scenario, the next client, the next group of people, and you need to be able to not start all over again every time you do this, but just be able to update tiny pieces and run it out again, you know, all the time. So this is also about content management, you know, and asset management in particular, that is super important because otherwise you are designing something that is so hardwired that you are not able to evolve it, which is needed without actually starting over all the time. But that's not what you want. You want to improve the outcome. You want to improve your quality, and you want to be able to do that fast, efficiently, you know, and all the time.
Yeah. So you mentioned XAPI. I know we talked about it on a previous podcast episode, but for those that might be just joining for the first time, can you explain what that is? And then I'm going to ask another question that goes back to, Nick, what you were sharing. For those that are actually looking to implement some of these content management that you stated, what questions should they be asking their vendors? I know flexibility is one, as you mentioned, but what other questions would they be asking? So let's do the first question is define what XAPI is for our listeners, and then we'll address the next one.
Yeah. So can I throw that back at Amy? Because, you know, let's hear what you say, and then I will add on to it. Yeah?
That sounds great. Yeah. So from the very foundational understanding of XAPI, it is a standard in the educational systems. It's a standard that defines a protocol for how systems exchange information between them. If you're familiar with the SCORM standard, the reason why it's specific to learning systems is because the SCORM standard in and of itself allows the learning management system or the delivery system to communicate with the content in a way so that it understands how to operate that content, but then also what information it should and shouldn't be collecting to communicate back what's going on with that content. So they did a quiz, they finished the quiz, they opened it. It's done, right? That's basic SCORM. But when you get into XAPI, you can build into the back of those learning programs, those assets, those activities, those courses, whatever you want to call it, all kinds of communication mechanisms for the learning management system and other systems to listen to and react to and exchange information about. So for example, if you ask a learner to, you know, fill in a field that says, tell me what your learning goal is, that can actually be data that can be fed back to a dashboard that reminds the learner, here's what you said your goal was, how's it going? Or it can be fed back to them through an email, but it's all done through the learning management system and other tools like a database called a learning record store to kind of capture that data and allow you to use it in lots of different ways. So it's like beyond SCORM. If you can dream it in terms of what you want to capture as evidence of learning and progress and success, you can do it with XAPI. It's a standard. And what that means is you need to have systems that are also adhering to that standard for those communication lines to connect. It's kind of like your USB plug and trying to like stick in a, you know, HDMI plug in there. They're just, it's not going to work. They're not the same standards.
I would like to add something to that. So I don't think we differ. It's just trying to get the perspective. So SCORM is extremely predictable. Right? That means that you can create standard dashboards. It has been around for so long. Yeah? We are talking decades. And even though it has evolved, it is very predictable. That means that you can create standardized dashboards that picks up a completion. It's been used for compliance for years and years. Now, the XAPI, on the other hand, it's a wide open plane. And that also means that one of the challenges of the XAPI is that you give power back to the learning journey designers, you know, and, you know, you can start to create basically anything that you want, but you also need to pick that up because there is no standardized interface at the other end that shows you a perfect dashboard because you are making it up, right? As we go along, you design what you want. So that house that you're seeing on the green plane somewhere, you are designing that. So you're also responsible for collecting those outcomes and showing them and setting them up the way that you want. And some of the LIS systems allow you to create those dashboards, but otherwise you do that in other systems. Also, as Amy also said, it is a disconnected setup. You know, you can work with BI tools inside this. You could connect multiple other systems that are creating data points that you can start to pair with that. And you can even put that in the same database. That means it's basically agnostic to which kind of LMS system that you're using because you're putting in the XAPI format. The standard is just a statement format. So you will have, you know, a defined set of outputs, but you decide what you want. It's like learning a language. But after that, you can put sentences together. Yeah. So for me, this is the strong part, but it also puts on a serious challenge for the people at the other end. They need to be pretty competent, you know, on their end to be able to take advantage of it. And that's why XAPI for some is pretty hard because even though it's a standard, there is no standard backend. Then there's something called CMI5. It's relevant to this discussion, you know, right now, but there is then a limited scope where we try to say, this is what we would want out in general, but that's not something that would work for Amy in any case, because she needs the open plane to evaluate, you know, and to get the assessment that she needs. Yeah.
And I think that's one of the values of this partnership is that, you know, with Eurekos, whether you're playing with SCORM or XAPI or both, which is actually the reality, if you're working in a learning management system, we have been able to really push the standards of how to measure learning outside of that SCORM box. We've been experimenting, we've been positioning, we've been, you know, taking what we know, even from learning science and the scientific method, period, and actually collecting that data as our evidence of impact, which is part of, I think, how we ended up getting the Brandon Hall Award in Learning and Development and Best Use of Blended Learning.
To summarize it all real quickly, SCORM is very limited on what really it can measure. And now, especially with blended learning, there's so many other things we want to measure that really couldn't be. And so I think that that's, for the layman, that's kind of what XAPI does, is it allows us to measure all those other little things.
So what I'm hearing is it really gives the designer more of a, as you put it, Nick, a free rein, but really allows them to build something out of the box, take design to the next level is what I'm hearing, as long as you can measure it. And it sounds like with XAPI that you can measure just about anything and almost in any kind of format, whether it's I know for our capability academies, we have social forums, we have basic quizzes in there, we have scenarios where people are filling in blanks. So I know it does provide the designer the opportunity to really exponentialize the number of engagements that they can have and the number of experiences of engagement they can have with the learner.
Yeah, correct. And I just want to take it out of the technical piece, because I think it's more interesting to talk about basically that you are able to provide a measurement of the impact that your learning has compared to never being able to do this before, because you simply did not have the tools to do so. And I think this is really the important piece of this. It's not the technology or the name itself. It just gives power back to the learning designers. If you can design it, you can measure it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Brain On. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Krista Gerhard.
And I'm Karen Foster.
And we'll see you next time.